morning. All right, so today we're going to be studying or going over chapter 55, and the title of this chapter is called God Moves In, and we're about to close the book of Exodus. And so before we get started, I'm going to ask you a couple questions so we can review from last week. And the first one is, who were the only ones allowed to serve in the temple? And I'll give you a clue. It starts with the letter P. Priests. Yes, sir. God's priests. All right. Next question. Who was the only one allowed to serve in the Holy of Holies? And I'll give you another clue. So the priests were the ones allowed to serve in the temple only, but then there was the Holy of Holies. So think about it. And I guess in a two-story house, right, it was the Holy of Holies. Yes, sir?
I wasn't here for the past 6 months because I moved.
Okay. Take a guess. It was on the high, right? High priest. Yes, sir, or the high priest. All right, and today we're going to read from the book of Exodus, and it'll be the last chapter, chapter 40, verses 1 through 2. And then we're going to go all the way down to verses 34 to 38. So, verses 1 through 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And then going over to verse 34, which is the last chapter called The Glory of the Lord. We'll start off with 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the sons of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out until the day when it was taken up. For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel. Okay, so think about it like, I guess yesterday morning, there was a thick fog. I don't know if you were up that early, right? But there was a thick, thick fog. You couldn't even see, you know, 10, 15 feet in front of you, right? And so that's what I imagine it to be like, just a thick fog, right? And that was what it compares it to, right? The glory of God. And so three questions from this reading. The first one is, when was Moses to set up the tabernacle? When was Moses to set up the tabernacle? It was the first day of the first month. So when is this? The first day of the first month. January 1st, right? All right. This was 1 year after God had saved Israel from their slavery in Egypt. Second question is, what happened after Moses finished setting up the tabernacle? Remember the fog? The cloud, right? God came down from heaven and filled the tent with his glorious presence. And the last question, when was Israel to pack up their tents and move forward on their journey? Whenever the cloud went away, right? Only when God's glory arose from the tabernacle leading them forward. Okay, so the main idea for today's lesson is God's presence in the midst of his people is a great goal of the covenant, all right? So I want you to think about that because the book of Exodus just kind of ended abruptly, right? And that is the main idea. God's presence in the middle of his people is the great goal of the covenant. So God had given detailed instructions for his tent. He had provided skilled craftsmen and precious materials to build it. He had called priests to serve in it. And now, after building all the different parts of the tabernacle and making the priestly clothing, it was time to finally set up God's tent. A year had passed since the Lord had saved Israel from Egypt, and the tabernacle that was about to be set up in the middle of this nation was the great goal of their salvation. God saved them to dwell with them in a loving covenant bond. Moses set up the tent, carefully putting the holy furniture inside and anointing it with holy oil. He carried out God's instructions exactly as he was told, but there was one thing Moses could not do. He could not fill the temple with God's glory. Without God's presence, the tabernacle was like a castle without a king. While this tent was made of glorious materials, what actually made it glorious was the King of Glory who would live inside. When God moved into his house, he appeared in such majesty that no one, even Moses, dared enter in. The tabernacle was a temporary arrangement. It was a movable tent that worked well for Israel's pilgrim travels in the wilderness. But once the nation was established in Canaan, the tabernacle would be replaced by the temple, and God would also fill that house with his glory. But even the temple was temporary, preparing the people for the Son of God coming to the tabernacle among us. Christ is our tabernacle. He is our high priest. He is our bloody sacrifice for sin. And by Jesus' death and resurrection, God made a way for sinners like us to become the very dwelling place of God. That is why the New Testament tells us that the church is God's temple. Through faith in Christ, we can enjoy God's gracious presence with us now and have hope of dwelling in his presence forever in the new earth. For that is what salvation is all about, God graciously dwelling with his people. All right, so a couple questions before we finish this out. Why does the book of Exodus end with God's glory filling the tabernacle? That was a goal, right? Just like I read in the main idea right before we started. So God's presence in the midst of his people was the great goal of the Exodus and is what the entire book has been moving towards. So did God intend for the tabernacle to last forever? No, right? It was temporary, right? The tabernacle was a temporary tent that would be replaced by the temple. And even the temple was temporary, pointing forward to Christ and his church. And the last question, how does Jesus fulfill the tabernacle? Because what? It's a hard one, right? So just as God came to live with Israel in the tabernacle, right? The cloud coming down, descending, right? So too, the Son of God has come to live with us in human flesh. So God humbled himself, right, in the form of a man. Through faith in him, in his anointing blood, we can enjoy God's presence now and forevermore, right? So let's go ahead and end him with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for the wonderful story of Exodus. Thank you for just showing your grace and your mercy throughout the whole book on how you took Israel out of slavery and you brought them out into the wilderness and you showed them your patience, your kindness, your mercy. And thank you for allowing us to also come boldly to you through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Thank you that it is through faith that we are made righteous in your eyes. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.